The way, so it has the earmarks of the Eidu Sayyid. Whether it has the earmarks, because they don't fill out the whole Kara, so the Mela you can recognize, the earmark can detect the peculiar earmarks of the Eidu, of the Tzim of the Eidu, or you can recognize the peculiar earmarks of the Eidu because they widen the Kara. It doesn't make any difference. Alright. We will use it as well. פירוש הראשון הוא שמצריך להרחיב את הקרח כדי שילהי כסף הראשונים יוכלו לזכאים לחיס מביא אופן פירוש ומי הוא מה שהקשו על פירושי של רשי זה אין לי קושי אין לי קושי דירי שם אין לי כסף ואין לי חתיקים so תשס לא שני זה אין לי כסף גם אין לי כסף they can see the gemurah. Al Sharish says the lashon of the Rashi is reishim eniksav, veinikachikis. So I suppose the Tesis means the same thing. V'chayim otzosim Yerushalmi, the Gassidim hosom hamikara aloeir kinksav koshen, horeishim aloeir kinksav posel. Now since the Yerushalmi uses the lishenes kosher and posel, so obviously it is reference to get. So if someone is mikara, if scratches on the ear, on the skin. You see, if he tears out, not just he scratches. So if he's mikara aloeya kinksav, he's kosher. Horeishim aloeya kinksav, he's possible. Alme rishim oin eksive. So memele, so we see from that Yerushalme that rishim aloeya is not ksive. That rishim aloeya is not ksive. V'chim pirisharab balito, reish mulem liyocholo. Now let's see, the Rambam mentions that deal of the Yerushalmi in two places. He mentions it in Hilchas Gerashim and he mentions in Hilchas Shabbos. So according to the Yerushalmi, so there is a distinction between Mikara Leir and Reishim Leir. Mikara Leir is Ksive and Reishim Leir is not Ksive. Now, let's see, the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam, the Hilchas Gerashim, the Hilchas Zayin. המיקרא לאיר תבניס כסף או שראש המלאיר תבניס כסף הרי זה קושי הרי זה קושי so the Rambam passes the both a kosher not like Yerushalmi so the Magnishna raises that question הקירא לאיר תבניס כסף בירושלמי פרק זה הקירא לאיר כתבניס כסף קושי הורי שמלאיר כתבניס כסף פוס זה ירושלמי V'yishtim al rabbi, lo mihich shir shneyem. Then he mentioned that the Sefti, it's mentioned just in reverse. So, V'yishtim al rabbi, lo mihich shir shneyem. The Yerushalmi distinguishes between ha-mekar alak al-eir and reishim al-eir. So, mekar al-eir is ksav and reishim al-eir is not ksav. Lo mihich shir shneyem. V'eid anitame, boze, shehu kosav pirk yudalef yuch ha-shabes, hakir al-eir kitab nis ksav chayim. הוריש מלאיר כתב נקסב פותר, אבל משהוריש מלאיר אין נקסב, ואם כי מיום לא מבחן כושר, אני יודע בזה תמנך. So, אם יהיו חגיר של פרק ד' he says that doesn't make any difference. Whether you are מיקרה על הלאיר, or you are ריש עם הלאיר, so it is נקסב, by get. But by Shabbos, so if you are מיקרה על הלאיר, so you are חי בן Shabbos, you חי בחדוס. But if you are ריש עם הלאיר on Shabbos, you're not חי בחדוס. פרק ד' מלכה שבס הלוכה הלוכה תזיין הקיסי והפסורי חי מפני שוי אף על פי שחסמים לפסורי מהברס הכסף לך הזמן הרי זה די מול כסף שנמחק אבל המשלתי את הפסורי צור אז כסף פוטר שם נשארתי את הבשורי צור הסכסב בספוטר. הקראי עליה כתב נכסב חי בשל כסף. הורישים עליה כתב נכסב פוטר. שם הקראי עליה כתב נכסב חי, הוריש עליה כתב נכסב פוטר. לירושלים mentions a case of that המקר עליה so is kosher. And הורישים עליה is possible. That means by getters. The Rambam says by get both are kosher. But by Shabbos he distinguishes between Karaleir and Reishim Aleir. So the kashi is two kashas, the Magen Mishneh asks in Hilchos Gerushin. One is the Yerushalm, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin is contrary to what the Yerushalm says. And then the Rambam himself, he says to himself, between what he says Ligabe Shabbos and what he says Ligabe Get. Wei, dann ich habe das schon gesagt, wir gedacht, das habe ich erklärt, ich habe es auch hier, habe ich mich damit Support, habe ich schon hier nichts ab, wie mir Mama bekannt Kosher, wenn ich dir das noch. Wo bei mich die kein Land dafür alle soll sei ist Kosher. Aber wie schön im Sky. Maschen kill in Schatz. Das ist schon. All right, so it says we lie. So that gives a that, that is only mitare the stire in the Rambam himself between Shabbos and Get. But the stire, the fact that the Rambam he says here the Yerushalmi, that way is not Vitaris. Unless the Magen Mishneh means that according to Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi used the Russian, Hamikara Aleir, Kosher, and HaReishim Aleir, Apostle, that the Yerushalmi does not have reference to Get, but the Yerushalmi has reference to Shabbos. So why should the Yerushalmi use the Russian of Kosher and Apostle? Shabbos, we should say, Chayim Apota. Unless we say that it means Hamikara Aloe is kosher, the Ksav is a real Ksav, so the is high by Shabbos. And HaReishim Aloe, Apostle, it's not a good Ksav. So the Mele by Shabbos we have to have a Ksav Hodu, because Melechas Machshemes. Mashiach King Gabiget, it doesn't have to be such a good Ksav, because there is no Aloha of Melechas Machshemes Gabiget. So get. But the question is, why is it that by Shabbos it's not a good Ksav and by Get it is a good Ksav? So obviously, according to Rambam, we require a higher degree of Ksav Ligabi Shabbos than Ligabi Not Mechuyet. As for Meloche, then we require Ligabi Get. Now let's see what the Magen Mishneh says. Well, it is Vulai, we should be kind of that few are always shall say is kosher. Because the Mishnah says in Gittin that even if the Get was written on an Ol Shel Zayis, it's still kosher. So Mimele, Ol Shel Zayis is not such an ideal Ksav on Ol Shel Zayis. Avo Pishin in Miskaya, Mashein Kiyo in Shabbos Ki Niskashon. Because the Rambam says that in Shabbos, that if someone writes a Ksav that is not Miskaya, so then he's potter. So the Rambam says, Perik Yudalev Halocha Et Ezvot, in a case of Chayim, at Yichdim Idolorei, Shemeimei, Kindyei, Vishichu, Visikhe, Vikumet, Vikalkantem, Chayitzemen, Vichdim Aldo, Shem Iskai, Maksavolov, Kinei, Uklav, Vuyomei, Chayitzemen, Abo a case of Bido, Shem Vishumei, Eimei, Gimashkim, Vipelei, Se Shikosat, Bidyei, Vichayitzemen, Ala, Yerokeis, Valko, Do, Shem Eimei, Poter, In Chayim, at Yichdim Idolorei, Aldo, Eimei, in a mechik chayev, at shim chik, ksav ha'imei, maladob ha'imei. So the Rambam says that Gabi Shabbos, there are two prerequisites. Number one is that the ink, I mean the fluid that he uses as in lieu of ink, should be miskar. In other words, suppose he'll write ACS on Shabbos with the spittle of his mouth, or with water, or with orange juice. You can't write. You can dip your finger in orange juice and then write ACS. So it's not chayim. Because the fluid that is used in lieu of ink, so is not miskayim. And then sometimes, even if the fluid that you use is in lieu of ink, is miskayim. Ink itself, let's say, it's certainly miskayim. But if you write it on a leaf of a tree, so it's not miskayim because the thing that which is used in lieu of paper, of parchment, is not miskai, cannot preserve the ksav. So in both situations, so he's potter on Shabbos. So the Rambam mentions an example of al dovo shein miskayim if he writes on aleh yerokis, but ligabi get, so it is interesting. Ligabi Shabbos, the Rambam has two kinds of enemiskayim. One kind of enemiskayim is when the fluid is enemiskayim. And the paper is very misguided, parchment. But let's say you just dip your finger in water or in spittle, and you write it on parchment. So it's not misguided because the fluid is not misguided. And then the other situation is where the fluid is misguided by itself. The fluid per se is misguided, but it's not misguided because you write it on an oil. So Lifluk is the same aloha, what difference does it make? Why it's not misguided? As long as it's not misguided because of the fluid or because of the paper. As long as it's not misguided. But it is interesting. The Rambam Ligabi Shabbos says that even if you use ink mamish, yeah. But if you write on a novishal yrokes, so is potter. Mashin ki gabi get. The Rambam says, Keitzat, Perik Dalet, Yilchat Girish Nalocha Gim, Keitzat, Keitzat, Vala Nyora Mochuk, Vala Diftere, Vala Cheres, Vala Olim, on a leaf of a tree. So, I mean, it's very strange, but we see that the Rambam distinguishes between Get and Shabbos. Shabbos, there is Aloha Mulechis Machshemes, so Mele, there are two prerequisites. That the fluid should be, that the day should be Dovah Miskayim, that which is used in lieu of the oil. So it should be Dovah Miskayim, and that is used in lieu of paper or of parchment should be Dovah Miskayim. But otherwise it's not in Lechem HaShemes. If the fluid is not Miskayim, if you write a get, let's say, with paper, if you write the get, with, let's say, almond juice, miperes, or with water, or with spirit, so then it's no ksav. Even though it's not miskayim, but let's say it can be miskayim, a few minutes it can be miskayim. Suppose he wrote the get with the spittle, with the paper, with almond juice, and it lasted, let's say, for about 50 minutes, and in the meantime, he was able to hand it over to the Egyptian. Of course, if, let's say, by the time he hands over the get, so it already was removed, so naturally, I mean, so he didn't give any get. But suppose, by the time he hands over the get to the Isha, so it still appears. But since the fluid that is used in lieu of ink, that which is used in lieu of ink, is not miskayin per se, so it's not exam. So maybe by get it's not a get either. Mashen if that which is used as an ink is miskayin. But it's not miskayin because the paper upon which you write. So the mele, since the chisom is in the paper, the reason is why it doesn't last very long is because of the paper, not because of the ink. So mele ksavitis. But by Shabbos, there's a lot of Melech Mashevis. There's a Shidis Rabba. We see that there is a Shidis Rabba. Oh, the Ulai, we should be kind of that feel alone, the Shol Zayis Kosha. Avo Pishin Miskayim, Mashayim Kili in Shabbos, Kvishka Shom Mitzolchir, Uvi Yosef Te Mashma, that feel be get even to the Shol Kayim. The Ulai Shol Zayis, Shol Kayom Ulu. Because the Mishnah only says all the Shol Zayis. So it's Mashma and Yosef Te only all the Shol Zayis, because no the Shol Zayis it less. But other only not. But the Rambam doesn't say Dafki Olei Shol Zayis. He writes all Olei. Val Acheres Keitzi Veis Al Yoramochuk Al Adif Del Acheres Val Olei. Any Olei. Begin Amu Shol Olei Shol Zayis Al Olei Tlaz Al Olei Chub Al Kodom Shol Kayon Kosha Al Olei Chazeres Al Olei Krashim Al Olei Psolim Al Olei Rokes Kol Dom Hashem Shol Kayon Posh Lu Yisom Achol Eor Abein Kim Shol Yus Kazer Igmar Kim Shol Yus Kazer Igmar. So the Rambam Olei the Tau Gimor is Chilik and that he said. Anyway, that's the Shinis Rambam, it's very straight, but that's the Shinis Rambam. Kim lifneim dechesim. So the question is, the taste is kim. Vilahame. So the question is, it should be considered as ADP. It should be considered as ADP. Because after all, the ADCM themselves, they can't read. So how do they know that this is what the Shtar proposed to say? How do they know? Because certain people read it to them. So in other words, they accept the testimony of the one of those who read. So it's ain't paid. So Teisa says no, it's not ain't paid. והבה אין פי שאין צריכם להועיד על יקרה מייסה, אלא שאימא שכך כוס משטר, ובואו שניים קיר, הנה אפילו יוחד, אנחנו יצרו דיין את ישלם, זה דער פרייד עליהם. So Thesis says that this is not being paid because they don't have to testify on the Ikar Maaseh. In other words, when we explained the Thesis here some time ago, that Gimel Amud Beis, the Thesis says, Mikomo came, Shlishi Gidim Psulim, that Gimel Amud Beis, Mikomo, Bafo Gavri Gavri Yasoba, Mikosa Vayim Chosam, Mikomo Kinkosha Avla, אבל בכסב יוד אבין לו בית וכי מי שהבעל עצמי כוסב אין לך חסים עבדים לזו so רשי גיטל נמגרי שנדרן they say because he does believe but Thesis doesn't say he does believe he doesn't say he does believe if Thesis said meant he does believe he would say he does believe he says וכי מי שהבעל עצמי כוסב אין לך חסים עבדים לזו The Rashbo says, because of his special tzakosa because of. But Thesis says something else. Not because of the, not because there is a special tzakosa for because of, but Yechim Shabbal Atzmi Kosab, Eilu Chochzim Yilomizu. So we explained it at that time, we explained it as follows. Because there is a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer, where they Chzim Yikar, so in the Mesir Yikar. So what's the machlokes? So the pshat is, obviously, that the shaila that takes place, the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer is what validates the shtar and the shtar kinyan. So Reb Lezer says in Yisire Kase, the Yisire, they testify on what? On the kinyan of the shtar. What do the Yisire testify? On the kinyan of the shtar. I mean, everybody is made, even Reb Meir who says in Yisire Kase, but until the Yisire takes a place, so the kinyan does not take effect. When does a woman become precious? When the Eidim sign the get? Of course not. When is the matone, when is title in a certain field transferred to the shtar? When the Eidim sign? No. Only when it's delivered from the nation to the mikaber. And even according to Abaye, who says in the Rasul of Zohalei, so it's based upon Zohalei, there shall be follow-up, and it's only shayach by schus. It's only shayach by schus. Not by something that is a chivo, and by schus, so in other words, so the chsime themselves are considered as if they would be mikabel the shtar. But what essentially validates the what essentially affects the kinyan, whether it's the girishin or the kedushin or the transfer of title in the field from Ruben to Shimon, that's the Messire. So the Meir Reb Lezer who says in the Messire can't say, he holds that what validates the Shtar is the Shtar Kiyan, the Hagode Seidim and the Kiyan. Reb Meir says in the Chsime can't say. Now when Eidim sign the Shtar, so then the Kiyan doesn't take effect yet. Because case we shtal le leva pish bal le imei, case we shtal le leisna po pish im kabel imei, case we shtal le isha po pish ein ishte imei. So by the time they sign, so it's long before the kinyan. She's not precious until the get is delivered to her hands. Still, it becomes already shtar kinyan. So what is the agode of the yechsime? The agode of the yechsime is on the kinyan. True, if the isha produces the get, so then the same yechsime become a dibiru on the yerush. Because otherwise, how does it come into her hands? But the direct agode of the yechsime is not on the yerush. If you were to ask the Yechsime, was the woman divorced or not, they will tell you. How should we know? We only know that we signed the get and we gave it to the Baal. Whether the Baal divorced his wife with that get or not, that we don't know. That's not our business. Unless the Baal asked them to witness the delivery of the get. So then they'll know. But by the mere signing of the get, they themselves don't know whether the woman was divorced or not. So how can we say that their testimony is on the Gersh? They become a dibir on the Gersh once the Isha produces the get, once the Mikam Matone produces the Shtar Matone. So then they become a dibir. Once the Malve produces the Shtar Alvoye, so then the Yechsine become a dibir on the Alvoye. Because otherwise, how does it come into the hands of the Malve? How does it come to the hands of the Isha? And so, but the Hagode of the Yechsime is not and the kiya, because the kiya takes place later. So what is the subject matter of the Haggadah of the Yechzimeh? What do they testify when they put their signatures? What do they do? What do they testify? They testify on one thing, the Nasim Dasim sign. This is their testimony. When Eidim affix their signatures to Ishtar, they testify that the Ishtar is not just a piece of paper. But, in other words, they testify, they attest to the fact that the Baal Ashtar told them to sign the Ishtar. And the subject matter of the Haggadah is the Nasim Dasim Yisrael. So Mimele, this is what Tesis means. So that's the machleki between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer. This is how he explained that is in the Chokhsimi Reel Mizu. Because Reb Lezer says that what validates Ishtar, the Ishtar Kinyan, the Haggadah and the Kinyan, Elim Sirikas. And Reb Meir says, no, what validates Ishtar, the Ishtar Kinyan, the Haggadah and the Nasim Dasim Yisrael. So if it's Ksav Yodei, so hey, Shvir Dilem Rie. If it's Ksav Yodei, so we certainly see, everybody sees that it's Nasim Dasim Yisrael. He himself, it's his own handwriting. So it's Litei Shvir Dilem Rie. Not the Daz Baldi, Litei doesn't mean the Daz Baldi. Alright, this is what he said there. So Memele, Tisha says here, V'lahavei Mibei, Shein Tzrichim Lehoid, Ali Karamaise, because they are only, the subject matter of the testimony is only that it's Nasim Dasam Yisrael. So actually, if it's Nasim Dasam Yisrael, why do they have to hear the contents of the Shtar? Why do they have to hear the contents of the Shtar? The Haggadah is that this Shtar, whatever the Shtar purports to say, and there is a whole text in the Shtar. So the Haggadah is that this Shtar, what is Nasim Dasim Yisrael? Whatever it says. So why should they know the content of the Shtar? What difference does it make to them what the Shtar says? They only have to know, they should make sure only one thing, that the Baal told them to sign. Told them to sign whether there is a certain condition mentioned in the Gerushin. Of what importance is it? Of what importance is it? So Mimele, it's not considered a rebate because they are not testifying on anything except that this Shtar, this get, is Nasim Dasim Yisrael. That they were told by the Baal to affix their signatures to this get, whatever the get says. So then you ask, so Mimele, it's not a rebate? Because when is it paid if the whole subject matter of the Haggadah was communicated to them by others? They don't know. Let's say, if two Eidim didn't see the Truvim Baal, the $1,000 from Shimon, but they heard it from other two Eidim, and then they come and testify, so the Truvim Baal, the $1,000 from Shimon, so it's paid because the subject matter of the Haggadah is the Truvim Baal, the $1,000 from Shimon, and they themselves didn't observe it. They just heard it. So it's hearsay on their part. So mainly it's a invade. Machine in here, the Haggadah is not the Gerushin. The Haggadah is that the Baal told them to sign. Don't they know, without reading, without anybody reading the get, that the Baal told them to sign it? This is what they are testing to. This is what they are testifying. So why does someone have to read to them? The answer is this. In other words, suppose the Levi will tell to Eidim, I want you to sign a certain Shtar. This Shtar states in effect that I am borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and they don't bother to read the Shtar, and they affix the signature, they don't even look. And then it turns out that it's Lidum Buliyah, that wasn't what the Shtar stated. The Shtar stated something else. The Shtar stated something else. So the Mele, so they were in the Shekha, so they will be postulators. If Eidim will attest their signature to a to a piece of paper, and they won't even bother to look what it says, not knowing what it says, not anybody even telling them what it says. So mele, they are in the shekel. So in other words, they are not allowed. They are not allowed. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Ksuba says that if Edim sign an ishtaramone means the shtar says that Ruvain borrowed, that Ruvain is makne, let's say, the soda to Shimon. But actually, he doesn't mean to be makne. There is a secret agreement that he doesn't mean to be makne. But he just wants that the Shimon should be able to show that he is rich. He has his soda. So if Edim, that's ishtaramone. So if Edim affixed the signature to such a star, they are showing. Gemara says, if Edim says Ksav Yodeinu Uze, Avol Shtar Amone Uze, so it's Eino the Meis Matzim Roshi. In other words, why are they showing? Because if they affix their signatures to a star, which in reality is a fraud, it's make-believe, and they know it, but the star doesn't say that it's a star. If the star will say that it's Ishtar Amoneh, so then there is no sense in affixing the signatures to that Ishtar. But the Ishtar doesn't say, and the Ishtar on its face purports to say that it's not Ishtar Amoneh, but in reality it is Ishtar Amoneh, and they knew it was Ishtar Amoneh, so they are showing. Then they are even the Isser of any Sheker. So mainly the reason as to why somebody has to be Kereya Lifneihem, because otherwise they are not allowed to affix their signatures. They are even the Isser of the Sanhedrin of Rachel and Choker if they affix their signatures and they don't even know what the Shtar says. But it's not that they testify at the Kinyan and the Alvoye. They testify, if it's Ishtar Alvoye, so when they affix their signatures, the subject matter of the testimony is that it's Nasim Nasim Ischayel, that's all. So in Mele, it's not hearsay. But if no one will read to them, so then they're not allowed to affix their signatures. They are showing me their finger signature. So Mele, it's not Ein Pein, briefly. Ein Pein is only Shayach when the subject matter of the testimony is here, is grounded in hearsay, when they didn't observe it. But if the subject matter of the testimony is grounded in their own observation, but they are not allowed to affix their signatures unless they know what it says. So then it's not hearsay, it's not Ein Pein. This is what this is. All right. Now we move further. So here the price is said, three things. Three common things that are common to get Isho and to Shtashim. And according to the mayor, there are four common aspects between Shtashim and get Isho. So the Gemara says Kashim, but there are many more common features between Getish and Shtashim. We saw like when he came to get to Shtashim and the Rabbi, who may say it no achamise, do more play, who may say it no achamise. Now let's see the Rashi. Lo yit no achamise, va fil rabo li dam, va shich rabo li mschusu, vi zoch no dushol bifon nov, ne yit lo che zoch ebeg, lo basol meda bey, mo ta meda, mi yomei rabo lo ndechol kamo lo mo ta gito li yodei, va av mishuch, vichim dimes, klodim, su, So we have a shechur reshich, the nafkele reshus eminei, the chayel reshus yoshin. Now, Rashi was bothered here by a certain kashi, that all geshen in this cause. Here the prices say, here the Mishnah says. That's a Mishnah. Daf Yudim. Now there are two gersoyes in the Mishnah. One gersoy is, hoey meyel ken gezer mishti. Shtashi chuzala abdi umeiz bitam. The other gersoy is, and that's the way it appears now in text, hoey meyel tnu gezer mishti. Shtashi chuzala abdi. If we are good with 10, so that means the Shtar Shicho is already all finished. And he tells the Shliach, 10 Shtar Shicho Zalabdi, if we are good with Snu, so then it has reference to a case where he's directing more than one person to write the get and have it delivered to them. So apparently now Rashi, that you give who he says that the right here says oh in that you get the shtick as him you must this the gasim on tape shall you must go yashli abkhay li fi khof min akol kha khom min dawam ma shbi shom shin zakhla shtiq la min shukha So Rashi in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, I mean, it's one of the strange Rashis. That Rashi was crazy, I mean, just in a few blood, I mean, here and after this, he agreed to the Shita Dari, and on Daf Yud Gimel, he doesn't agree with the Shita Dari. But we'll soon see. All right. So Rashi says, so what was the difficulty with the Girsi? Of a tenth dasher was allowed, who messed with Hamise, but that couldn't accord with the Rabbon of Rameya. Rabbon of Rameya says that if someone says to the Shliach, tenth dasher was allowed, we brought to Lara Zerena Chesia, because Shechu is a schus, so the Mills of Mold shall be fun of. So the moment the Odin gets over, the Shtash Shechu to the Shliach, so the Shliach is Zechet on behalf of David, and then it's the Chirus. So the Mills cannot be Chesia. So the question is, so why do we say, if the Odin, after he said, 10 shtashich was allowed, so let's say the next day, so the Odin died, he was Yitzhak Lachemus before the Odin died. So because of that, Rashi says, that the right Gersi is, not 10 shtashich was allowed, but no shtashich was allowed. So the Mishnah is reference to a case where nothing was done as yet. And he said, no, what does it mean, no? His word, because the Shtashichu was not as yet written. And he said to a number of people, you write and have it signed, and then have it delivered. So he appointed the Meshluchim to write and to sign, and to deliver it. So Mimele, so the Odin couldn't be Yetzel Achayus, the get is not even written, the Shtashichu is not even written. How could it be Yetzel Achayus? But if the Odin will say, in respect to a written get, ten shtashir was allowed, then he'll become the shliach l'kabole for the event, and he'll be there. This is what Rashi says. But the Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite is that we can begin with, so he was ten shtashir was allowed. And still, if Meis, if the Odin dies, he'll eat Lachamis. So the Rif himself has the Kash, why eat Lachamis, but it's his ruse. So he says, even though it's his ruse, so it, because it's his ruse, so it's considered as if he said Shrei and the Eved and the Shir Shliach Yizeche on behalf of the Eved, so that the Odin cannot be Chesia. But when is the Eved Yitzel Echeus? Only when the Shtashichu reaches the hands of the Eved. Now what kind of thing is it? This is what the Rish. Now let's see the Rish. So Rashi here about this agrees with Shita the Rish. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah of Vayim Aten Shtar Shichu Zel Avdi. He ain't chizei, but Shechavodim is not chizei. Why? Because it's chusu lehebe, she is patriad lehebus. Chachol meim igdino shabu im Shechavodim, she zoch lo ishlo chavodim. Vahan milo lechazore, do it botzera bil nedame, aval avdi lo nofiki chayetus. Gita li yodei, vitnan lo natu getu li ishti shtar shichu zel avdi, umeis li itlachamise, dein get lachamise, ושמאז מיני, תלחזור הוא דזוכן ללבד, אבל מי וחירוס לא ינופיק, עד למות הגית על יודי, ואז שכן צריך כאי גבנה, כי למון וכמה הלך לנו לפליני שאני חי אולי, אומר רב חי ובחר יוסי, ואם בו לא עזר אני חייזה. So in other words, so ten by al voy a ten is kisri. Still, so he cannot be chizir, but still is chai bach yosef. If Reuben, let's say, owes $1,000 to leave, and Reuben says to Shimon, ten, this $1,000 to leave, and then so Shimon took it as a shliach to deliver to Levi. Levi is in another country, so and then on the way something happened and the money got lost. So who sustains the burden of a chayes of paying? So the Levi, but ten is kisri. In other words, suppose after he says to Shimon, $10,000 to Levi, so he's chizir, says give it to me back, so he shouldn't give it to him back, because he said 10, so he wanted him to be zeich for Levi. Monefshech, if he was zeich for Levi, so that means Levi got paid already. So who has title in the money? Levi has title in the money. If Levi has title in the money, so then it gets lost. So whose loss should it be? It should be Levi's loss. So the halacha is not. So, I'm a chayu bach yusei vim bolar zer in a chizah. So, in other words, so what does it mean? That vis-a-vis chazore levi mozeichet. But vis-a-vis achayes, so it's considered as if it hadn't reached the hands of levi. Suppose it already reached the hands of levi, and then a minute after it reached the hands of levi, there is a fire and the money gets lost. So then, of course, so whose loss is it? It's levi's loss. But here he said 10, so 10 is kisri ligabe chazore, but not gabachais. Suppose he'll say schei, if he'll say schei be moneze lipleini, then he will not be chayibachais. He'll not be chayibachais. So there's the rabbi, the Dimyan, the Rif mentioned it. So we see that one can be zeichin in something on behalf of another person, ligabi one thing, but not ligabi another thing. So the Rif says, ten is kisri ligabi chazor, but it's not kisri for the purpose of the Eved becoming mishuchah. Suppose the Odin will tell the Shliach, not ten shtar shechoz el avdi, but tschei vishtar shechoz el avdi. And then the Odin will die, so then the Eved is yotva cheos. But if he says ten, he didn't say tschei. So that means he doesn't want him to be zeicher ligamre. So then it's only kisrei ligabe chazore, but it's not kisrei ligabe that the eved should be eitzlachem. So now we have to understand what kind of eved is it. That's the Rif Shita and that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says in Perek Vov, Milchas Avodim Aloch Al, HaKesev Get Shichu Le'Avde, Vizichu Le'Beyal Yachir, Lo Maschei Vigetzer Le'Plei Ne'Avde, Yotu Lechem, Avon Pishol Yigi Aget Liyod, Yishizoch Lo Neshoi Pono. If he said Tzchei, Shtar Shechu Zeh, is Yotu Lechem. And even if the Odin dies, he's still Yotu Lechem. Avon Mo Matnu Getzer Le'Avde, Eini Yochel Arzabe, Vilo Yotu Eved Lechemus, Ad Yagi Aget Liyod, Vifich Ochoim Matnu Getzer Le'Avde, Umei Yisro Yitlu Achamis. Right. So that's the Rif Shita Ramish. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says the same thing here about this. That would give his chayik. V'yit lachamisi. V'afil rabonim d'arim v'shich rabonim s'chusu v'zoch not shol yifono. Nei d'roch ezoch ha'bainu limot v'meda. Miu mei rabonim d'chol kamim limot yidu yode. V'ahav v'mishuchea. V'chim nimei iskot yim su v'ahav v'shichu v'shichu. D'inavto l'mishu seminei. V'chayu olay v'shu s'yoshin. So Tesu says, Kashi, how can we separate the chazore from being mishuchah? If he's mishuchah, if he cannot be chazer, that means why can't he be chazer? Because it's considered as he said tzchei. If he said tzchei, so then he's Yitzchayus. So, but it's not Yitzchayus. So it's not Yitzchayus. So why is it in regard to one thing, it's Yitzchayus. In regard to something else, it's not Yitzchayus. That's the Kashi. V'Rashi, V'Hatzmi Chozabe. V'Kama V'Mishne Zudoy Matnu Gassi. V'Gassi Mantel Gezeh. Shul Mosni Yalash Mev Chayom. V'Vich Olech Chadom Vidom Olim Shem Shom Shem Zoch Olay Ashliya Kuzem. But we have to understand it. I mean, there is something else strange here. How come that Rashi was Chayzeh? I mean, just if you plot. So, obviously, Rashi did not, when Rashi wrote the Perush and Shas, so it's not that he wrote every, I mean, he just followed the order of the Shas, and let's say, and he wrote, let's say, his Perush and Daf Yud Gimel, just immediately after he wrote his Perush and Daf Tes. Because we see that the Rambah, the Rashi's Perush, was interrupted and brought back in Cheskes Abad. And then the Rashbam continued. So we would think if Rashi had followed the Seder of Shas, now there's many Gemores that follow Brought Basre, Sanhedrin, Navidi Zore, and all of Kochim, and Miseches Nide, but we have Rashi's Pshat, and all of Kochim, and Sanhedrin, and Navidi Zore, we have Rashi's Pshat of it. We just don't have Rashi's Pshat and the major portion of Rav Basra, from Cheskes Abatim till the end of Rav Basra. So then we shouldn't have Anzalheter, na Bizoide, na Kochimide, das Wochen noch, es ist nicht so. The answer is, Rashi didn't follow the Torah of Shas, or the Misechtes. So in other words, he wrote Perushim and perhaps many times on certain Gemores, so he wrote at one time a Perush up to the Afyut, and then he wrote a Perush on other Misechtes, and then years later, he finished it from the Afyut. So in other words, between Rashi's Pshat here and Aftes, and Rashi's Pshat and Afyut Gimel, so it doesn't mean that it was one day, a few hours intervened. Might have intervened a number of years. Number of years. So that's why Rashi was chazer. All right. But we have to understand why, I mean, the Pshat and the Rif Shite, the Rambam Shite, and Rashi's original Shite. Now the Rambam, all Gesheni mentioned Shliach Liroche and Shliach Likapore. The Rambam mentions three types of Shluchim. Shliach Liroche and Shliach Likapore and Shliach Liroche. Shliach Liroche means that the Baal appoints the Shliach to act on his behalf. So the Shliach Liroche stands in the shoes of the Baal. So when Nadaloche is the Baal has to hand over the get from his hand into the Ish's hand. So if he appoints someone in Shliach Liroche, so he stands in his shoes, and so if he handed over the issue, so it's considered as if the Baal handed over the issue. Shliach Likabole stands in the shoes of the issue. So if the issue appoints someone as her Shliach, then the Kabel. So then when the Baal hands over the get into the hands of the Shliach Likabole, it's considered as if he handed over into the hands of the issue. So when the get is handed over into the hands of the Shliach Kabbalah, then the Isha becomes Mekoreshes. What is? And suppose the Isha becomes Mekoreshes. And let's say, suppose the Baal handed over the get to the Shliach Kabbalah, and then an hour later, he died. And then she's not Zkuka L'Chlitzo even, because she became divorced while the Baal was living. But then the Rambam says, there is a second shliach that the Isha can appoint. That shliach livoye. Shliach livoye means the Isha appoints him. But when does the Isha become divorced? Not the moment the Baal hands over the get into the hands of the shliach livoye. But the shliach livoye takes the get from the Baal, then he transmits it to the Isha. So the Isha becomes divorced only when it's handed over by the Shliach Livoye into the hands of the Isha. So the question arises, Monefshach, if she does not become divorced with the Kabbalah by the Shliach Livoye, so in other words, so then, and he's not a Shliach of the Baal in any way, so then when the Shliach Livoye hands over the get, when does she become divorced? When the Shliach Livoye hands over the get to the Isha later, let's say a day later, he hands it over, so it should be like Gittich Mokabi Kalki. Because in order to be Mekoreshes, she has to accept the get from the hands of the Baal. This Shliach Livoye does not stand in the shoes of the Baal. He stands in the shoes of the Isha. But he doesn't stand in the shoes of the Isha to such an extent that the Isha should become Mekoreshes through his acceptance of the get. When does the Isha become Mekoreshes? When the Isha accepts it from him. Why should she become Mekoreshes when she accepts it from him? So she didn't get it from the Baal's hand, so it's like Tligita Mokabikaki. So it's not like Tligita Mokabikaki. So what does it mean? Now, Tekzeis mentions a very big Kriddish. Tekzeis says that in view of the fact that an Isha can be Mekoreshes Balkan, and no one can acquire title in anything, Bal Koche. No person can acquire title in anything, Bal Koche. Suppose I want to give you a gift, and you don't want to become. You can become the owner of it. But by get, the Isha becomes Mekoreshes even if she screams, and she doesn't want to accept it, but he throws it into her lap, into her hands, or into her chotza. She still becomes Mekoreshes. So it's a raya that says, that by get, the Isha, in order to become Mekoreshes, she doesn't have to do a kinyan to do a kinyan in the get. There is only aroche of misinegri, physical naked delivery of the get, a physical delivery, not acquisition of title in the get, in the paper, in the parchment. Because if there, it had been a requirement that she should acquire title in the paper and the parchment, how could she acquire title in the paper and the parchment? Because she doesn't want. Well, of course, it's not a riot, because that exists a cause of one meaning. Why do we say that Bal Kocha you cannot become an owner? Because the Torah says so, Bal Kocha. But here the Torah says the reverse, that the Isha acquires title in the thing upon which the get was written. Not only if it's written on paper or on parchment. Suppose the get is engraved on a golden plate with diamonds in it, even if it's worth $1 million. So, and suppose he hands over that golden plate with the diamonds in it. So that's it. But we have to say not like this. And Chaim also said not like this. I mean, there are riots in negative things. So Melee, if it's not like the says, I don't want to go into all the subjects that indicate that by yet there is a requirement that she has to acquire title in the paper and the bar. There are a number of riots, I don't want to go into it. So the Melee then means, if we say not like the says, that yet is subject to two requirements. First of all, yet is not worth, and then the other stuff is. So that means that by get there are two requirements. First of all, the general requirements of all stores. In all stores there is a loche that a mikabel matone cannot be zeichin in the sode unless he acquires title in the shtar. So he cannot become kedushes unless she acquires, that exists himself it means, unless she acquires title she is zeichin the liyo. So mainly by ghetto, but by ghetto aloha is the tim bal kocho she is zeichin, whether she likes it or not. But then there is a special requirement by get of nosam liyot. There has to be a nisine, miyada bal yadish, physical delivery. So there are two requirements, physical delivery and schiyas haget. But the schiyas haget can take effect even bal kocho. So in mele, when a shliach mikabot, when a woman appoints, when a nisho gets the get directly from the bal, then she does two things. First of all, she's mikabel as the get. So she is the recipient of the physical delivery of the nisine. And then she's also zeichet, she acquires title, whether she likes it or she doesn't like it. She acquires title. So when she appoints someone as a shliach mikabot, so she appoints in a twofold capacity. First of all, that Yado Isho, Yad HaShliach Mikabole, should be like the Yad HaShliach. Like the Yad HaShliach. So the Yad of the Shliach Mikabole is considered like the Yad HaShliach. So in Mele, it's considered that when the Baal hands over the get into the hand of the Shliach Mikabole, it's considered as if he handed over the get into the hand of the HaShliach. This is one point. But there is another point. She, in order to be Mikoreshes, she has to acquire title in the paper. Now, she has to, so someone must make his schi in the get without Kabbalah to be acquire title, that's the halacha. But there has to be a Maise schi, a kinyan, a boy, or whatever. So he has to make a kinyan. So Mimele, when Elisha appoints the Shliach Kavoe, she really appoints the Shliach in a twofold capacity. First of all, that he should be her yad. He should stand in her shoes and be her yad. That the yad of the Shliach should be like her yad. And then, that he should be zeche for her. Make the Maizikinyan in the get. Maizikinyan in the get. Now, there is a very strange shita of Rashi. I don't want to mention all the rayas, negative things. There are no more rayas. Now the Gemara, turn to the Gemara that I say on the base. Turn to the Gemara that I say on the base. How is Shrivera? The 12th line from the top of the road. How is Shrivera? Because of the Gidl in Pisa, by the Tanya the Malashaps, for the East Pickle Mesa, there was a Shrivera, and he wanted to relieve his wife. He was wife of the burden of following the Yemin Chlitze. So he wrote a get, and the get was written Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And then, but he had no opportunity to hand over the get to the Isha before Shkir. But it was just written and signed, but it wasn't handed over, and the son had said already. But then, Shabbos, his condition deteriorated, and he was in need of loss, and apparently everybody anticipated that he might die in a minute. He will not survive till it's a Shabbos. Now, so if the get is not given to her, so that means she will be skukul even lechlit, and there is an isser rabon nishvus. So there is an isser biosam italte get b'shabbos u'nisro. There is an isser, it's a shvus. We cannot be mitalte get b'shabbos. Get the shabbos. So, by the time I was a police people, Mason, we mocha talk about Alame, his condition is very late. Also, the Kamil Rome, Omalu, Zilu Omole, Likne Leila, who took the Yosef Begit. So the get was in a certain place. Certain place. So he said, and that place belonged to the Baal. So Rome advised that the Baal should be Makne that room in which the get was placed to the Yishan. And Karke is dichter b'chazok. One is chazoko, so if you close the door, it's all chazok. It's all chazok. So, v'teiz liye, in other words, if you close the door, you open the door. So, omol ezila amol likne lila duchter yosef v'kite. V'teiz liye, v'teichol v'tifta. V'tar zikon. So she'll be kate the moke. So mele, she'll be migrashis. V'tna amol, god aporat, kol shuari chazok. Let's see how Rashi explains it. V'teichol v'tiftach tizgir, that was achel Rashi Yitlo, Mishu Chazoke, Titna. No Aldele, so he got up here, so he poured together Koshu, Harid Chazoke Liknis, Shinamich Yoch Larzbe, the Hashtik Oyoi Bochim, Sechotzea, Vigito Visechel, Utna Mechosim Sheim Amachayes, Nikni Mechosim Sheish Lamachayes, Bikesev Mishdal Chazok. So how does Rashi explain it? Rashi explains it on the basis of Age. There is a loch that mitalkali is nikna gavka koez. The get is mitalkali, it's paper, it's a tolish. So the mele, if the get was like on the stable, and the bar, and Shabbos, said to the Isha, I makne to you the whole room, with everything that there is in it. And one of the things that there is in it, in that room, is the get, as the important thing. So, and then she closes the door, so that's a chazoke. So she is came in the room. So the mele she is came in the ghetto. She acquires title in the ghetto. Now, so the Rashbo is masik on Rashi. He says, how can an isha become a reshes for a kinyanagi? By get there is aloche of nisine. Not kinyoni. Even pligitach malgavikarke, she is not with reshes. So dikta makarke, there is certainly a kinyan. She picks it up from the floor. So, it's a king yard, Hagboye, everything. So Adith is better than Hagboye and Yad. The answer is there has to be any sine miyada bal yada isho. So how can she be migreshes to king Adith? So the minute the Rashbo explained the Gemara differently. The Rashbo says it's not on the basis of Agir, but it's on the basis of Chotzer. en dit over gaat zeer mooi nog kerel. Zoiets God zegt, en God zegt dan jullie is aan boven. So in other words, so the male is considered an isine. Because if he throws the get into her chotzer or into her pocketbook, into her room, let's say she has a private room, she has title in that room. So then it's considered as if he put it in the hands of the Ishmael. Because Chatzir Tam Yod is Raboy. Here the room is not hers, it's his. But he is matched to the room. So maybe it becomes his. So it's Kitov Chatzir Boy Gero, so it's Tam Yod. Now the question is, why doesn't Rashi knew the Aloche of Kitov Chatzir Boy Gero? So how is it that Rashi didn't explain it on the basis of Yad, Chotzer? But he explained it on the basis of Agir. It's very strange. Does anyone have any more evidence here? There is a Mishnah. Motzo Bigal, in Mishnah in Bamitzia, that's of old days. Motzo Bigal, which is Yoshin Arim Shalem. If somebody found a treasure in a gal, in a pile of stones, in an old wall, so it belongs to him. He's Zechem Nahevke. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains it. Why? Tonem, if Nish Yochalem, Alishama Moroyimim. Moroyim means. It means the Knani that lived in Eretz Yisrael before the Israelites took possession of it. In other words, so the Gemara applies the Mishnah to a case, the Shosech Tvei. In other words, that the wall is so old that you can see that it's thousands of years old. So in other words, so then, that's why, because the Gemara is the Kash. Only the ancient Canaanites and Amorites, they are the only ones who are capable, who were likely, you know, to hide the treasure in the wall. Maybe some Jews hid it. And so he cannot be Zeche, so it's not Erkea. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzchik Hedish Osach Tvei. Helo Chuda Rabo. Vikul Hayri Shabukle. So in any way, there is evidence that it's very old. That was put in thousands of years away, before. So all the Shinim has the Kashi. All the Shinim has the Kashi, all right. So Mele, it's a raya that no Jew hid it. So the Amorites, the ancient Amorites or Canaanites, they hid it. So Mele can be zeche. But why shouldn't the owner of that Ketzel, of that land, he should be zeche? Chatzeres Odom Kenu Eshul Medayte. So before this person found in this wall the treasure, so he shouldn't be Zeche too, he didn't know, the owner of the Kesel, of the land, didn't know. But Chatzir Shlodom Kenu Lishalim Yidayim. All the Rishayim Lekash, Tesis, even the Rambam, usually doesn't ask any kashas and give thoughts in the Rambam. The Rambam just mentions Halachas Psukes, but there are a few exceptions. So this is one of the exceptions, and the Rambam, as this kash, we'll soon see Amina. V'im Tema, V'leikne lo Chatzir li Balakal, li Balakesel. V'yishleim Asa Tesis gives the Teretz. Then Chotzer came to be double. She Yochel Liyis shall intend to lay on. Kmo Yochel, she umutz nebu veakisa. When we say that Chatzir Shlodom came, we shall be daite. If it is certain that somehow the owner of the Chotzer will find out, but at this moment he doesn't know. Let's say the wind threw him something into his Chotzer, and the Bala Chotzer is not in the courtyard. But coming out later or next day, so we'll find it out. But if it's very likely that the owner of the chatzar will never find out of the treasure that is hidden in his grounds, so then it's not Kiddushul Midah. Here, I mean, this is like an archaeological, it is an archaeological excavation. So the melee, no likelihood, he will never find out. So the melee, we don't apply the loche of Chatzir Shlom Kiddushul Midah. This is Stasis Peretz, the Rambam has that kasha. In other words, only when it's very low, when you have to go down. So that's an indication that it's for thousands of years. Abel imat imagin advorim she imat mechadosh. So the Rambam in Al-Khech says the Kashi, the teacher says, Hoyo v'chatzir shlodim kinli shlomi daite mishim izboya lomo lo yikne balachotza zeh amat mishim sechakis la yoshom avo pishu shal moroim v'tiyem v'tzi yezu lebalachotzer mipne shen yedeal mipne shen yodu aloi v'loi v'achir v'are zeh amat min ovid m'men mol kolodom ulfich ofu shal leitzi u'ma aveidu shlodom omroteo ashotim m'men mutsosom mishav m'men mutsi yitzu kolodom yotzo zu shenofu liyad shavudo liyam shavudu m'men kolodom So he gives a big chiddush another time. There's a loche, avudim menum kolodom. So you don't have to return to the owner, even if it has a sin. Tzikzer sakos, ashotim menum tzoso, prat, shavudim menum kolodom. What does it mean, avudim menum kolodom? Avudim kolodom means, let's say, shot we know. And then, the know took in certain things. And then it threw it out on the other side of the river. And another person picked them up so he can be zeichem it. And even though the owner gives his semen, he doesn't have to return it to them. Because once it was taken in by the yam or by the nor, so in all probability, it could not be salvaged anymore. But something unusual happened. It was thrown out on the other shore, and then a certain person picked it up. But it didn't appear to be salvageable. So the melee, if it was avudon menum kolodom, so there is a special heter that is like hefker. Anyone can be zeichet. So the Rambam says, he says, if a chifetz in which a certain person had title, so the title is divested on account of the fact that it's avudon menum kolodom, alachas kamo vechamo a chifetz, an archaeological treasure that is avudim menum mikolodom, and no one was zeiche. So the owner of the chotzer couldn't be zeiche. The Raimet is masik on that. He says, "Omar Abraham zehu kavuchim ashiyishol v'tshuve. Avinu shebiyam mitizki, aval avinu shebizehagal tizki libolo v'chem mikisul yosh." Oh, so he doesn't like the Rambam Steret. V'atam v'cham v'vishein chotzer amishlameres v'tzorich sheibolo b'tzidei v'yeim atizki. Because we are dealing, the Mishneh has reference to a case where the Kesel is not watched. If the Kesel had been watched, so Mele, the Bala Chotzer, the Bala Kesel would be Zeichen. But usually, if it's an old Kesel, a dilapidated Kesel, from which rocks keep on falling, so no one cares for it. So Mele, it's not the Chotzer Mishameres, and the Chotzer Mishameres is not Kesel. There's a right effect. The Agoy Soshre, in Bomitzie, he gives another terence. He says that the reason as to why the Baal HaChotzer and the Baal HaGal couldn't be kept in a treasure is because when can chotza mikele? When can chotza mikele? If the person had title in the chotzer before, and then before the chayfetz came into the chotzer, and then the chayfetz comes into the chotzer, let's say Reuven is the owner of the chotzer, and then a certain aveide falls into that chotzer. So he was owner of the chotzer before the aveide fell into the chotzer. So then he came again. But suppose the aveide fell into the chotzer long before he became owner of the chotzer. Then he acquires title. So then there is no king of chotzer. That's the Agbay Sosha says. In other words, in order that chotzer should be kene, so then it must be his chotzer first, and the chayfetz has to come into his chotzer. But if the chayfetz came into the chotzer before the chotzer was his, so then chotzer is not kene. So here too, I mean, the chayfetz, the treasure has been in that keitzel for thousands of years. And when did he acquire title to the chotzer or to the keitzel? Only 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So since the chayfetz did not come into the chotzer after he had ownership in the chotzer, so chotzer cannot be kene. So obviously Rashi agrees with the shita of Agbay Sosha and Lomitzi. In other words, there is a halacha of Gidol B'chatzir Aboim Keachot. That's a Gemara B'Foreshes. In many places it's mentioned in Gittin, it's mentioned in Gvor Basra, it's mentioned in Dushin. Gidol B'chatzir, what does it mean? That if the Baal wrote a get, and then he put a get in his yard, or in his apartment, and then he gave Ishtam Atone on the apartment, on the chotzer, to the Isha. And he said that she should be Mikrashes. So then she is Mikrashes. Why? Because Gito Mechatzir, a boy, no care. So why does Rashi have to resort to the king of Age? So the answer is, according to Rashi, every case of Gito Mechatzir, a boy, no care. In every case of Gito Mechatzir, a boy, no care, we have to resort to the king of Age. Why? Because not as the case is. There are two prerequisites by get. One is there should be a physical delivery. There should be a physical delivery. And the other halacha is that she should legitimize a kinyan in the get. And even though she is not willing to acquire title, but she has to legitimize a kinyan, and then she acquires title in the get anyway, whether she likes it or not. So there are two requirements. Some email. The halacha of Gito Mechatzir Aboim Keachot is effective in regard to the realization of the physical delivery. So in other words, so we say, if the Baal wrote a get, and he put it in his room, and then he wrote Ishtam Atone on the apartment, on his house, and he told her she should be in Gereshes, so it's considered as if he handed over the get into her, because the get is in the chotzer, is in the house, and he's marked in the house, so it's considered as if there is a miserness in it. But she has to make a maizikinyan. Maizikinyan. What kind of a kinyan? What kind of a kinyan? Yad. So, and chotzer is also yad. But as far as the kinyan of yad, as the kinyan of chotzer is concerned, so the shita of Agbay Sosha is that when can chotzer be kene? Only if the chotzer is his first, his or hers first, and then somebody throws in the chayfetz into his chotzer. But if someone puts the chayfetz into the chotzer before it is his or hers, and then she becomes the owner, then there is no king of chotzer. This is what Agbay Sosha says, as he tells as to why the balagal, the balachotzer, is not zich in the treasure. So here too, what difference does it make whether it was put in 2,000 years ago, or it was put in a day ago? Does it make any difference? As long as the chayfetz was there before the nishe became the owner of that chotzer, so maybe they cannot be kinyan chotzer. So that's the halacha in kinyan chotzer. But as far as the sine miyodin yodo is concerned, there is no such requirement. So maybe the Rashi had to resort, in every case of gitu chatzir boin kinyachot, we have to resort to kinyan agim. Because as far, so the Rashi's kashi is, but there is a loch of Nisine, of course there is a loch of Nisine. And just kinyan, all the kinyanim in the world cannot become Mikrashes. There has to be a direct Nisine. We are above the issue. But Chotzam Tavyot is Raboye. So there is a direct Nisine. Because of the loch of Gitu Chatzir Boin Keachot. But besides a direct Nisine, There is a being, there is a requirement, she has to make a Maizikinyan. What kind of Maizikinyan? Any kinyan. That doesn't make any difference. As far as Nisina is concerned, Nisina has to be Miyad HaBaal Yad Yishu. But as far as kinyan is concerned, so it can be kinyan Yad, it can be kinyan Chotzeh, it can be kinyan Agoye, it can be kinyan Agir. She can acquire title. That's like all Shtores. So, in all Shtores, let's say Shtabaton. So how does a person get title to the field? By making a kinyan, by being Zeichen Shtabatone. How is he Zeichen Shtabatone? In any way, I mean through the various kiyonim. Well, if he makes Agboye or Yad or Adel. So the melee, the Nisina is fulfilled through the Aruch of Gitra Tzeh Bo'yikechot. But she has to be Zeichen too. And Gitra Tzeh Bo'yikechot, but it cannot become a mitam chotzer. According to Agboye Sosh. So the melee, how was she able to become it, acquire title again? Through the kinyan. That's Rashi. So only if we say that there are two requirements by get. As a matter of fact, the Tzeis HaChishin, the Abu Ruin, so he mentions this Gemara, and he says that Rashi, he assumes that according to Rashi, and Nisha can become a Rashi assuming without the sinai, as long as she makes a kinyan. But he says, that is only when it's without. Of course, that is Mr. That is the Raposhi. If Bal Kolcho, she couldn't become a Goreshes through other kinyan. But only through the sinai. But the kinyan is also effective. But then it has to be midayit. Now, in this case, it was midayit. This is what Aksis HaKesh says. But I think that the plain shot in Rashi is that we have recourse to the kinyan of Agir, Ligabe the Sri in the get. But Ligabe, the physical delivery, the direct Nisine, there it's not based upon Agir. There it's based upon Yad. Because Kitab Hatzir Boer Kehachot, so it's considered as if the get was handed over, we are the Baal Yadish. Now, we can understand the Aloche of Shliach Ligoy. So, when Misha appoints a Shliach Mekabore, so she appoints him in effect in two capacities. First of all, he should stand in her shoes to be her yacht, that his yacht should be her yacht. But she also has to be Zeche in the get. So she appoints him as her shliach to make his chie, a kinyan in the get. What kinyan? Whatever kinyan. He makes yad, boye, amit, can be any kinyan. So that's his shliach kabole. Shliach levoye, is appointed by Yisho only in one capacity only. That the yad of the shliach levoye should be considered as the yad of the Yisho. But she does not appoint him to make the maizes chiyin again. So Memele, who will be able to make the maizes chiyin again? Yisho herself. So she can only be migoreshes. She can only be migoreshes after the shliach hands over the get to the Yisho, the shliach levoye. But then the kashi is, many ask the kashi, it should be to Yitam Lal Karke. No, it's not to Yitam Lal Karke. Because he was appointed as her yad. So the Mele, when the Shliach Levoye hands over the get to the Isho, so then it's not to Yitam Lal Karke, it's like handing over from the right hand to the left hand. Right hand to the left. But in the case of the right hand to the left hand, so the moment the get comes into the right hand of the Isho, so she becomes precious already too. But here in this case, even though the Shliach Levoye's Yad is the Yad of the Isho, but he was not able to be Zeche in the get for the Isho. So who will be able? Because she did not appoint him as a Shliach to make the Maizes Chiyah. She only appointed him as a Shliach to become her Yad, not to make a Maizes Chiyah in the get. So who will be able to make a Maizes Chiyah in the get? Isho herself. When will she be able to do it? When it reaches her hand. That's Shliach Levoye. So the Meir, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi here, that this is that true 10 is Kisri. But the fact that he chose the expression 10, not 3, shows that he wants it to be a limited 3, not a full 3. Because if his intention, the intention of the ordinate being, that the Shliach should realize a full 3, why did he use the Lashon 10? So 10 means deliver. 10 means deliver. The little A literal translation in English of 10 would be the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver means it must reach the hands of the heaven. Because if you say Sri, so then you're not even interested that you should reach, it should ever reach the hands of the heaven. Who cares? Sri! It can throw it into the garbage. He was already, the heaven became already Mishucha. But the 10 has the connotation of the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver means you be zeichin it, but it must be delivered to the heaven. So the Mele, that in itself implies that it's limited. He wants him to realize it's a limited sphere. In other words, he should be a yad for the on the basis of Zochin. So the Odin wants him, the Odin designates the Shliach as a Shliach Leivoye of the heaven. Even though the heaven didn't appoint him, but the Chalon Shalit Ponov. So the Odin can also appoint, designate him as the Shliach Leivoye of the heaven. So Mimela, that's why Chimzer cannot be. But if he dies, since the Shichor becomes Nigma, when the Eved will make him Isis Chir Neshta Shicho, but if he dies before the Shicho is consummated, some Mele is Leos Lachim. That's the Shicho. Right, now, so that was the Gemara's Kashi. Vissu Veke Vayike, let me get to Ishti Shazik Lardi, Umeis Lipra Hamise, Kim Won Liplein, Umeis Lipra Hamise, so the Gemara is the Teres, Kikotone Milse, Lase Vishtores, Milse Vise Vishtores, Loikotone. Now, this aspect is coming not only to get Isho and to Shtash Yichol, it's coming to all Shtores. So something that is coming to other Shtores too, the price it doesn't reach. Alright. Yisholach Obi Mishmid Rav Avuye, Hebe Yedin Shesholach Rav Lezal Gerilo, Mishum Rabbeinu, Shchim Rasha Vakisu Utnuman Utleinu, Meis in case of Neisnin, Shemu Mikom Rakhnei Seyal Mishtar Vishtar Vachamis. Alright, we'll do it again. Last time, we are Medayik from Rashi, two halachas, two basic halachas. First of all, we saw that Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Rashi in Dushan Daf Gimel, that if it is Chutz Gomor, so then we can apply the halacha of Zochman Shon Fono of Yom Bal Kocha. That's one halacha. But that has its limitations. Only two limitations. One limitation is only if it is Chutz Gomor. What it means Chutz Gomor? Chutz Gomor means that it is a Chutz on its own, on an ideal level, it's a schus. Matone is not a schus on an ideal level. Matone really, on an ideal level, is a chayiv. It's a big chayiv to accept gifts. But people are not in the madrege to have this kind of attitude. So in the mele, but if a person does understand that he refuses to accept the matone, so in the mele, it's not a schus. But where it is a schus gomo, like Shicho, it's an Atzmei Yischus. On an ideal level, it's Yischus. So even Bal Kocha, it's considered Yischus. And we can apply the Alochei of Zochman Shulifonov, even Bal Kocha, of the beneficiary. Then there is another limitation. Because Geirus is also Yischus Mitzad Atzmei. I mean, that's the biggest Yischus Mitzad Atzmei on an ideal level. But he do yachin limches. So the answer is over there we cannot say zochman shel fono bal kochei because there is a special halacha that Geirus is not chal bal kochei. Masha'in kei by shicho can take effect bal kochei. Suppose the Odin himself would hand over the shtar shicho to the Eved, even if he doesn't want to be mishucher, he can be mishucher. So mele he can be mizake al bishliach also. But many Rishenim, if not most Rishenim, are chilek on the Rashi Shiti. But Rashi Shiti appears to be in accordance with the Rashi Shiti. And Teisves is chilek. That's one aloha that we are medayik from the Rashi. Then we are medayik another aloha from the Rashi that is contrary to what the Ktzei says, the Simen Resh Mem Gimel, what Rabbi Yisrael Harif says in Eviki Yeshua, Simen Chof Gimel, and what the Melkemes HaMishneh says in Perek Aleph Melchaz Gereshin, they all say the same thing. I mean, that's called by Achrenim, I mean, it's called Zochin Leodom Amrinom, Zochin Meodom Loyam. Now, the Bodin Avrom in Melchaz Pesach is explicitly Chilik HaMechite, and he holds that Zochin Meodom also Amrinom. And he says that if somebody, let's say, has Chometz, and he happens to be in the Dinas Hayam, so a friend of his can sell Erev Pesach the Chometz Leigoy. This is Zochin Meodom. In other words, it's not that he through Zochin, he invests a certain person with title, but he divests title from a certain person who's offering. He divests the title that the Jew had in the Chometz. So, since it is chus, so normally we do not say it. Normally we do not say it that because it's not a schus. What kind of a schus is it? If it's a matone, it's a schus. Because he has nothing to lose, everything to gain, a matone. And even though a matone is yichir, but people, most people are not on that level. So mainly he has everything to gain, nothing to lose. So it's a schus. But to take away a chifetz from a person, that's not a schus. That is good. But in the case of Chometz, Erev Pesach, then it's definitely a schus. Because it will be also banoi. It will be also banoi. So the Mogavron paskins that it, you can do it. According to the Ktzeis, you can do it. Now, so we saw from this Rashi that Rashi does not agree with the Ktzeis Chidesh. Because Rashi says, why can't we say Zochin Megabi the Isho? If the Mekadesh says to Ishliach, if the Mekadesh says, Tein Shtag Dushin Zeh Isho Plainis, whom he wants to be Mekadesh, so then he can be chayzer. So Rashi says he cannot be zeichin the kedushin for the isha because kedushin is not a schus, it's a chayv. She becomes also a kulal. The implication being that if kedushin had been a schus, so then he could be zeichin for the isha, the kedushin for the isha. But she is the das makne. He is the kene in kedushin. So he's the das makne. So mele how? So even if it had been a schus, we still couldn't say Zochin, and Rashi bases it exclusively upon the fact that the income schusulo, the also akula alme, shemayishdom in Mishayim and Esel. So it's a raya from this Rashi that he rejects the Chiddush of the Tzitz. There is a big simem in Achiezer, Chaimeza, and he's basic on the Ktzeis Chiddush. But the Ktzeis Chiddush, while from Rashi it appears that he doesn't agree with it, but the Rashbo, in the door, it apparently agrees with that Chiddush. The first line, Nidori, has Nabai, Iboyo, Hatere Mishale al Shalchavere, Sorir Daite Oiloi. Oiloi. If someone is there Mishale al Shalchavere, can he do it? Shalom me died or not? Me am going to keep this Husseloi. Loitor Das, Odil Momitze delay, Vinichal Lemeb. So the Gemara has an abaye, two alternatives. In other words, can Shimon use his own peres in using his own peres as trumo on the crop of Reuven? Now, Reuven doesn't lose anything because his peres become misuken, and whose peres are declared as trumo? Are they taken away? His own. So he has everything to gain and nothing to lose, Reuven. So it's Ochel Odom, Shalom Befonov. Oidil Monov. It has an element of detriment of Chayim. Because maybe Reuven wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah himself. He doesn't want that somebody else should have the mitzvah. He should have the mitzvah on his parents. So maybe it's not his. The question arises, why does the Gemara has the Abaye only in connection with Atirim Shalei Al Shalchaveire? Atirim Shalei Al Shalchaveire, why doesn't the Gemara has the same question in regard to Atirim Shalchaveire Al Shalchaveire? After all, I mean, Reuven cannot, or to Birshi asking him. So Reuven has to take off Tumis of Israel. He cannot avoid taking off Tumis of Israel. So, Monefia, if we don't say, Nichalei, Li Nishlemeri Mitzvah, if we don't say, nichalini shlemevet mitzvah. So then you should be able not only to be teirei mishalial shavayai, mishalchavayal shavayai too. Shimon should be able to take off truma from Ruben's peres as truma and the peres. He can't avoid it. So there are some Rishonim who say that in regard to Mishal Chavir al Shavirei, there is no shy that he cannot do it. Why? Because it's certainly not considered as a source. It's certainly not considered as a source. Why? Because maybe Ruvein wants to patter to be misake in the Kri with Chitachas. After all, there is a loche. Chitachas, Chitachas is a Kri. So maybe there it becomes misuken. Maybe this is what Ruvein wants to do. So maybe it's not considered as a source. Mashenke, Mishalei. So in other words, so he is mafsit. Ruvein, I mean, all the Peleh is over in the book of Chitachas. From Chitachas till Achas Mishishim or Achas Michamishim or Achas Ma'apoyim. Whatever is mafsit. So it's certainly not considered as a source. But when it's Mishalei or Shabbeihai, then he's not mafsit Ruvein anything. On the contrary, he is everything to gain. So then it's a shame. The Rashbo raises the same question. And the Rashbo, why does the Gemara only raise the question in connection with Mishalei al Shavirei, not in connection with Mishalei al Shavirei? And the Rashbo doesn't give that terence. He doesn't give that terence. He gives another terence. So that's a lawyer. Me, I'm going to keep this with a lady. So, casually, Hoshli has landed in the Michalay. Oh, Lord Michalay. Alexander Sakosi. The matter with that train of Shulchacha with that train. We take a lot. Shall I even have a thing with trainly? The whole of what he told me, Mandoma Hazok and Shlea Hazes to Hussein. I'm going to put his very camera to whom she in the tone. The deal means a handy shop. The whole of the Torah, the Rahman Omar at the matter with that train of Shulchacha. Bahagam goes and Michalay Shetiknes Kirie. The Islam are the Terem Shalia Shabere Shan. The Rubin on Shulchel Daiti. Elo Biterem Shal Balakri al Balakri. Abu Biterem Shalay al Balakri. Kim Shaini Shal Balakri. Rubin on Shlehusi Mamish. Vena Dorotolo El Yususo. Vizoch no other shall be from it. Oila Absuso. It meets in Absuadefle. So the Rashba says that in the case in connection with Mishal Habir al Shalchavere, so then there is no shaila that he couldn't do it. In other words, even if it would be Jesus, let's say, you know, I mean, all right, better it's maybe he wants to patter it. Bechito achas. Suppose we know that this man, this Jew, always, I mean, in the course for 50 years, he has always been mafrish trumo b'ayin yofet, echot ma'avoyim. So we know, I mean, that he is not the type of a person who wants to reduce, you know, the truma to a minimum. Chitachas. He always is mafdil by yove. So even in such a case, we can say. But then again, you can say that, in other words, when can we there is another teretz that we could say, besides the teretz, that is also mentioned. That the one teretz that is mentioned, that the Gemara doesn't have any abaye in connection with Atir Mishal Chavir al Shavirei, because that's definitely not his roots, because maybe he wants to patter it with the Chitachas. But then there's another teretz mentioned. The Gemara, even in connection with Mishalei al Shavirei, the Gemara has an alternative. Maybe it's not his roots, because mitzvah delay, v'nichalim ebdei, some the melech, but there is another alternative. Since it's his roots, he has everything to gain. So the melee, it remains his chus, in spite of, so we do not say that he wants himself to do the mitzvah. So the melee, when can there be sofik? Maybe himself, maybe he doesn't want himself to do the mitzvah, and he prefers that somebody else should be mafrish when he has to gain. But if it's mishachavir, ashachavir, so what does he gain? So what kind of a favor does Shimon do him? On the contrary, he deprives him of the mitzvah. Begufen. So in such a case, there are no two alternatives. When does the Gemara have two alternatives? If it's Mishalei al Shavirei. But if it's Mishalei al Shavirei, so the Baal HaKri gains nothing. So the fact that he is deprived of being the kind of mitzvah begufen, That needs all be the detriment. The Gemara considers that Tzvora as an alternative, even in connection with Mishal Eyal Shechaviren. But in connection with Mishal Chafila Shechaviren. So it goes without saying that Mitzvah Delay would be the Chalamet. But the Rashba doesn't say that. So that the Rashba says that in connection with Shechavira Shechaviren, then it doesn't make any difference. Schus or not schus, even if it's a schus. So we know it's the Chalamet. So he mentions the example. Suppose Rubin says to Shimon, go and be mafrish trumo on my craft. And then Levi overheard it. So then, and Shimon didn't do it. Even though he was appointed explicitly by Rubin to be mafrish, trumo and maisres on the craft of Rubin, Shimon didn't fulfill his shlichus. But Levi overheard it. So Levi was mafrish. So then the Gemara says that the trumo is no trumo. Even though we know that he wants, he should be mafrish. The answer is, since there is a loche of atem gamate, the rabbi mate says le rabbi shlachem, so mele it requires explicit shlichus. And since Levi was not explicitly appointed as a shliach, so he cannot do it. But the question is, how about the loche of someone should be follow? The answer is that's the pshat in the Rashi. Here the Rashi is.